Morning. My members will be very happy that I'm going to speak a bit shorter than I normally do today. You see, when I look back on the last 38 years of my life, and I look how God's hand has been upon Janet and I and our family. I'm not going to embarrass her because I'll be in trouble later, but so I'm not going to point her out, but it's lovely to have my daughter here this morning. She's visiting us from Ireland. She will be able to relate to a lot because she was eyewitness to it as one of our children. But what I want to tell you, and I want to just say to you 100,000 times this morning, that God is the restorer. He is the restorer. You know, I get a lot of flack. I go on TikTok. I've got a live channel where I preach, and on YouTube, and people come in on the lives when I'm preaching some evenings, and they say, "Oh, there is no God," and I don't say that to me, because the simple truth is the fact that I stand here in front of you this morning is a testimony to the restorative power of God in our lives. And it wasn't just for me, but it's for every single one of us, that all we have to do is reach out and accept it and just put everything aside and say, "Lord, would you come and restore my life?" I'm going to start with just saying this morning, when I say God is a restorer, what do I mean by that? I mean that God is the restorer of what's been broken. That God is the restorer of that which has been stolen. That God is the restorer of that which has been wasted. Now, I didn't have it all together. 39 years ago, I was a drug addict. I was a drug dealer. I was a male sex worker. I hated myself. I didn't believe there was a God. I used to pray to the devil. That in my mind, I summed up that there was no God because there was no good in my life. So there had to be a devil, and that's where I went to. I used to go and sit in graveyards and pray to the devil and ask him for my next fix. I was a broken man in a deep, deep, deep squalor of mud and grime of sin in a ditch so deep that I didn't think anybody would be able to pull me out of it. And I actually enjoyed it in there. And the day came where I pushed it too hard and I took an overdose. And in that time of those 4 days as I recovered from that overdose, Jesus started calling my name. And in that September, he touched my heart. And I remember sitting with the pastor in an office. I still can't believe I went to see the pastor, because I used to think that it was all like the church was like a circus parade. And I went to church. That time, my mom begged me to go. And I went down, and he just kept telling me, "Jesus loved you." You see, throughout my childhood, there was no love. My dad was an alcoholic. He was abusive. And because I had a spinal disease when I was in high school, I had a back brace on. My dad was a sportsman. He played provincial cricket in South Africa. My sister and my brothers were excelling in sport, and he thought that I was rubbish, that I was useless. And he didn't hold back in telling me that. On top of that, I'd been abused by other men. I know there's children here, so I'm going to be careful. And by the time I got to 18, I hated myself. I hated everybody else. I didn't want love. I pushed it away. I didn't trust people that tried to love me. And when I went and saw that pastor after the overdose, he said to me, Robin, Jesus loves you. And I just laughed at him. I said, that's absolute rubbish. You're trying to brainwash me. He said, rubbish, there is no Jesus. And he kept telling me, and he kept relating to me the story of Calvary. And after about 2 hours, this pastor persevered with me. After about 2 hours, something started happening inside me. And I started feeling something. And I said, Pastor, I don't know what I'm feeling, but I'm feeling something. He says, you're feeling Jesus. You're feeling his love. And I got on the ground and I broke down sobbing. And I gave my life to the Lord that day. The best thing I ever did. The first Sunday I went to church, wow, this church was like 300 strong, and I tell you, the gifts of the Spirit were flowing. There was prophecy, there was tongues, and people dancing, and I walked in there, and I thought, whoa, these people are all on drugs, look at them. You know, maybe I could, maybe I, and I wasn't feeling very comfortable, and I waited for the last song, and I was heading for the door, and I got intercepted at the door, and there was this woman standing there, and she said, are you staying for coffee? And I thought, hell no, I want something more than that right now. And she persisted, and she said, come on, come have lunch with me. And I said, yeah, all right. She was quite persistent, so I have to. So I went and had lunch with a brother, and this lady walked my journey with me. She saw me at my worst. And she said, if you need to have somebody just to be with or to pray with you, then come and drop in at my house. And the pattern would start that I would go off and I would get myself in a nice high or totally abbreviated on alcohol and then come knock on the door and say I've messed up. She would invite me in and she would pray with me and she would sing scripture to me. And then there was a shift after a year or two where I would knock on her door on the way out when I was feeling weak and vulnerable. And I would say, I'm feeling really weak and vulnerable. And she'd say, come in, I'll make some coffee and a meal and I'll pray with you. You see what we need to be doing? Six years later, that lady became my wife. And we've had a beautiful, beautiful, almost 33 years together of marriage, 39 years of friendship, been on a massive journey with God, been on the mission field, and we are here for a time as this right now as to what's happening here in High Wycombe, and we're just so blessed. But I want to just reiterate to you that God is the restorer. And I just want to say to those that are being baptized this morning that this is not just a ritual, but it's a picture of what happens when God restores us. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 tells us, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. He's a what?
New creation.
Hallelujah. The old is gone and the new is here. Here's what gets restored. Identity. Before Christ, you may have been labeled by the world as an addict, as a failure, as unworthy, as too far gone. But in Christ, in Christ you are forgiven. In Christ you are chosen. In Christ you are redeemed. In Christ you are a child of God. Hallelujah. Romans 8 verse 16 tells us that the Spirit testifies that we are children of God. And then we receive purpose. You see, you're not just saved from something, but you're saved to something, for something. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, let this sink into your hearts this morning. We are His workmanship. created in Christ Jesus for good works. I want to tell you this morning that your life isn't random, but it's redeemed. And your purpose isn't lost, but it is busy being unlocked. That we have relationship with God. Yes, sin separated us, but now through Jesus, we are restored into full relationship with the Father. Romans 5 and verse 1 says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have what? Yes. Come on, say this loud with me. I'm not who I used to be, but I've been restored. That wasn't loud enough. Come on. Come on, let's. I'm not who I used to be. I've been restored. Hallelujah. And maybe you're here in the service today watching other people get baptized. And you're smiling, but deep down you feel like restoration isn't possible for you. Maybe you've lost too much, or you've drifted too far. You've made too many mistakes. But I want to tell you this morning that you are exactly the one who God came to restore. God doesn't restore perfect people. He restores broken ones. And the water is ready. Isaiah 61 verse 3 says, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Hallelujah. Come on, let it sink in. He trades ashes for beauty. He trades brokenness for blessing. Hallelujah. He trades shame. For making us into children of God. And today we stand in the presence of a God who is restoring hearts, who's renewing minds, and who's rebuilding lives. He's not patching you up, but he's making you brand new. Father, thank you for being the restorer of our lives. Thank you that through Jesus, we are not just forgiven, but we are restored. Thank you, Lord, that in you we can rise into a brand new season, full of purpose, identity, and power. Lord, restore what was lost this morning. Renew what was dry, Lord. Reignite, Lord, what was dead. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you're here this morning and you haven't made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you're hungry for a second chance, God is still in the business of restoring what was broken.